Hey everyone, welcome to The Restless Ones. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and I'm excited to be back for another great season. For those tuning in for the first time, I'm glad you found us. And for listeners who have been with us for the past three seasons, thank you for being part of our community. As always, my focus is on exploring the intersection of technology and business by having conversations with the most forward-thinking leaders. Throughout my career, I've covered everything from massive parallel processing to advanced robotics, but what truly inspires me are the stories of innovation and transformation. In this season, we'll continue to discuss the unique missions, challenges, and approaches of these leaders as they drive their organizations forward. And we'll explore the innovative thinking and technologies like flexible applications, more capable devices, and advanced networking like 5G that are helping business leaders act on their big ideas quickly and unlock mission-critical outcomes. What's become clear to us after three seasons of insightful conversations is that we can't change tomorrow by deploying solutions of the past. The advances in technology that we'll be discussing this season offer an unparalleled opportunity for leaders who embrace them. Leaders like Danny Lilly, VP and Chief Technology Officer of Werner Enterprises. Back in the 1950s, a man named Clarence Werner bought a truck and got his start in the trucking industry. Decades later, that humble start has blossomed into a logistics and trucking company that employs around 13,000 people. Werner works with shippers to get payloads where they need to be, and when our guest Danny Lilly joined the company, it was at a time when big changes were hitting the trucking industry. We're talking about a time when stuff like cloud computing and the Internet of Things emerged from being buzzwords into real-world applications, where visionaries saw ways to leverage technology to get a deeper, more complete understanding of their business and how to improve it. And that's just the sort of leader Danny is. I sat down with Danny to talk about his experiences at Werner Enterprises, how technology has opened up new opportunities in the sector, and the journey Werner is on toward embracing a futuristic vision of how a company can make use of tech to add value to the business, as well as empower employees to focus on their core strengths. But before we get to all that, I wanted to get to know Danny a little bit better. Danny, welcome to The Restless Ones.
I appreciate you having me on and love to talk about technology, so this is great.
So can you talk to me about what drew you into a career path with technology in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've started my career focusing on a lot of projects and improving processes, eliminating waste. And what I found is that after you do that, the best way to ensure that those practices are sustained is by leveraging technology. So I've had an opportunity throughout my entire career to leverage technology and then decided at some point to turn that into my career long term. And it's been a great opportunity to focus on how to improve, how to make things better, and then applying tech to maintain and sustain that long term.
Yeah, it's a very important perspective to have with tech in general. I think there's always this temptation to jump on the new shiny thing without first really considering, does this add value? And if so, how? And is it actually better than what we're doing already? How long have you been in the transportation industry itself?
Yeah, so I started in the mid-2000s, and back then in transportation and trucking companies especially, they were generally 10 years or so behind most other verticals and companies. The past 10 years focused exclusively on technology, but the first 5 to 7 years started as a financial analyst, focused on just understanding business and processes and profit. Spent a lot of time identifying gaps and inefficiencies in P&Ls and things like that. So just a really good foundation to understand how businesses work and profitability. That's helped me throughout my career.
That's fantastic. It's a different sort of background than what I often encounter when I'm talking with people in the tech sector. I often get the feeling, especially in the startup world, where you have these geniuses who have become great innovators, but they perhaps haven't had the experience to learn about the actual ways to run a business effectively so that you are maximizing efficiency, you're minimizing waste, you are keeping an eye on costs, you're evaluating risk, and you're also still taking risks and you know how to manage this entire enormous machine. And I've met a lot of people who are very good at building things, but they're not necessarily good at keeping that thing running.
Yeah, and as we look at any company that's going through a modernization effort, that has to be the thought process. We've been doing the same thing the same way for 20 years, and we've built process upon process upon process, and having the ability to step back and say, well, if we didn't have all of that technical debt and were to look at this fresh, oftentimes we would do things very differently. I think as you look at change and new opportunities, I think one of the most surprising part of it is how reluctant people often are to embrace change and how important it is as a technologist to understand the end user and to provide capabilities that are factors greater than what they're doing now. And it has to be incredibly compelling to make it do so. And just the close alignment that is needed between business and IT. Some organizations try to operate those separately, but it is really those synergies. The technology team needs to understand how the business is run, how it works. And it's also important that people on the operations side understand technology and how to apply it. But I think organizations that really get it and are really able to move forward quickly, those synergies are there.
Well, let's talk a bit about connectivity. That is something that we really value on this show because, in my mind, connectivity is the foundational technology that allows all these other innovations to actually work. Without connectivity, you have a lot of islands of tech that have limited use. How has wireless connectivity transformed the trucking business?
If you think 20, 30 years ago, right, you've got tens of thousands of trailers out there at various places. You've got thousands of trucks and thousands of drivers, and you have to get the right truck with the right driver on the right trailer. So all of our 25,000 trailers are cellular connected. So we know exactly where they are, how long they've been there. We have sensors to know if it's loaded or unloaded. So what we're able to do with that is to eliminate just a lot of waste in the process. So I can know when a driver arrives at a shipper, I don't have to go to a form and fill out, hey, I'm here, because that cellular device, that GPS device is there. I know exactly when they've arrived. So it really just facilitates the entire movement of freight across the country and just makes it so much easier.
It's hard for me to even get my mind wrapped around how big of an impact it has on logistics and supply chain. Obviously, supply chain is something that we've heard a lot about in the past couple of years, because when the pandemic hit and we started to see that massive domino effect, people suddenly became really aware of things that you knew about already being in the industry. It's something that a lot of people take for granted, but it's the fact that we have these technologies that allow us to keep all those pieces in play all at the same time and know what's going on with any individual piece at any given time. Phenomenal transformation, and also one that without wireless connectivity and the various technologies we built on top of it, I don't think would be scalable.
Yeah, behind that are millions of data points and freight coming from overseas. So there's just so many components to build out a supply chain that when one of those things fails, it has just incredible downstream impact. So the ability to know where those bottlenecks are, to know where those challenges are, and to quickly address them, I think that was one of the major lessons learned out of that supply chain crisis in 2020.
Well, Danny, one other thing that we'd love to chat about on this show is 5G and the opportunities that opens up. What kind of opportunities do you see to leverage 5G technology in trucking?
There are a lot of advancements happening right now. We talk about autonomous vehicles and a lot of data-intensive things that are starting to happen. We're heavily involved with all of the autonomous Class 8 vehicle companies out there, understanding what they're doing. But what happens now is that that truck then gets back to the warehouse and they're swapping out memory packs. So the ability to offload data, to provide data real time is, I think, a great opportunity. moving a lot of the processing to the edge as well. There are a lot of analytics that are happening as the driver is moving down the road. We have forward-facing video cameras. We're analyzing situations. So the more of that that can happen on the edge, and we can provide that real-time data analysis and feedback, I think is just a great opportunity. Something that we're doing now is we have a group of drivers we call our million milers. So they've been on the road accident-free for over a million miles. So we are providing them with unlimited 5G Wi-Fi in all of their trucks so that they have the ability wherever they are to leverage that Wi-Fi. So even as a driver benefit for some of our exclusive drivers, we are currently leveraging 5G to do that now.
I'm curious, how has that impacted metrics on the business side?
Just simple metrics like we're providing anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour back to our drivers so that they can do what they do in haul freight and move freight across the country. And there's a financial impact to that, of course, but the real impact is we're freeing up non-value time for our drivers, making their lives easier.
I love that message of giving time back, because obviously that's a resource that only goes one way. We can't ever get time back after the fact. That positive impact on the driver cascades all the way back to the clients and ultimately to consumers as well. And it's when you start to take a step back and look at that big picture that you really begin to appreciate the impact that these changes have had on the transportation sector. Are there any other sort of mission critical areas where 5G is starting to either play a part now or play a part in plans, everything from vehicle maintenance to compliance requirements to driver safety? Are all of those sort of in the mix when we start talking about things like high-speed wireless connectivity?
Yes. So if you look at a Class 8 truck, you see this big rig, right? Mm-hmm. Well, in reality, it is a massive computer with over 100 sensors. We actually have multiple cellular cards on there, and that's streaming data back. So things like ambient air temperature, or is the seatbelt buckled, or what are the fuel levels, or what are the battery voltage levels? There are infinite use cases there to leverage that data. So what we are doing is we're streaming the vast majority of that data back to the cloud, running that across event grids, and trying to understand anomalies and opportunities in that data. Just simple things like a driver sees a check engine light on. So we're able to stream that data back, understand it, process this, and say, hey, you have a low diesel exhaust fluid. If you don't fill that up, you're going to end up on the side of the road really fast. So let's change your route. Let's prevent this problem. So we're able to get in front of things before they become actual problems and to provide additional data and insight to our teams.
I think, Danny, you just redefined IoT to be Internet of Trucking, which is
we'll take it.
Yeah. I'm curious if you can tell us a bit about Werner Edge. Can you talk about what that is and how it works?
What we did with Werner Edge is we're built on 30 years of technology, and we are in the process now of modernizing and replacing every bit of that. I think what a lot of companies do is they add a shiny toy, but still leave the base there, and you can't move forward like that. So what we're doing with Werner Edge, and I know it's simple things, but a SaaS-based HRMS, a new finance system. So every piece of technology is either we're moving to a SaaS or a cloud solution, and we're not leaving anything behind. So when we get through this modernization effort, we'll have an incredible connected tech stack that will help us to innovate and to improve. Werner Edge is that umbrella that encompasses that transformation. And we kind of have three core components of it. So one is to modernize our base application. So we built our own HR system. We built our own finance system. Why would you ever do that now, right? There are great off-the-shelf SaaS solutions out there that provide those capabilities. And I have a certain number of engineering talent. Let's leverage that talent to actually build those things that differentiate us, that provide a unique competitive advantage. So that's the second tier, is to build those differentiators, focus our dev teams on those things. And then the third is look to the future. So what are the newest tech? What are the latest capabilities? And also partnering with a lot of startups and venture capital to understand where they're innovating and they can fill gaps.
That really hits home to the restless ones, this concept of embracing the new and trying to avoid reliance upon things like legacy systems. So many companies have spent decades, maybe even up to a century, building up these legacy systems that they cannot easily migrate from. And it can be one of those elements that holds a business back from the next step in its success story. So can you kind of walk us through the various components of the system and how they work together to provide value to customers on the customer side?
Yeah, so as we're modernizing all of the efforts, we have a very API-driven approach. So we want to make sure that whatever we're doing is extensible. So as we will partner with shippers, all of that data that's in our transportation management system, we can share and we can also ingest. So that allows us to take in information from shippers. We work with our equipment manufacturers. So there's a lot of third-party systems out there that have incredible data that we can ingest and bring into our system.
Yeah. And again, this has that cascading effect, right? To that end, I'm also curious how that impacts drivers, because I assume they also are able to benefit from a lot of the information that we're talking about here.
So we've looked at the entire value stream of what a driver does on a day-to-day basis. We've looked at that workflow, and then we found opportunities to automate that. At one point, we've moved away from this form-based system. So there were like 60 different forms, an arrive at shipper, a depart at shipper, and it was a one-way communication piece. So if I had an error, it would go back, bounce back, and we would ask 50 questions. 40 of those are actually relevant. So what we've been able to do now is to build that into a workflow. But even better, I've geofenced all of my shipper locations. So instead of asking them to fill an arrive or a departure form, I auto-arrive, I auto-depart. That data is captured. And yes, that's great for the shipper, but for the driver now, that takes 15, 20 minutes of just non-value add activity out of their day. It becomes more accurate. So there's a lot of things like that that we've been able to build out in our driver's day-to-day workflow. And just to streamline, why ask them 20 questions when we know that data? I can just provide it to them. So we've really simplified and had a strong emphasis and focus on improving the day-to-day of our drivers.
Is the Werner Edge system an integral component in training at this point?
Yeah, so we've had a lot of forms-based and other onboarding efforts where we've been able to digitize that entire process. The Edge Connect, which is our device that we use to bring them these capabilities, starts at orientation and follows them throughout their career. The first experience that a new employee has is really, really important.
Well, we touched on it earlier. You brought it up, and now I have to talk about it, because one of the things that we do hear a lot when we're talking about the future of the trucking industry is the potential incorporation of autonomous vehicles. So where do you see the future? If you were to think of a spectrum between how can I make a driver's life easier and their job more rewarding, all the way to the robots are driving the trucks, where are you kind of falling?
As I look at the demand for drivers over the next 10, 15, 20 years, there's a driver shortage now. And by the wildest calculations of AV adoption, we still see there's substantial driver shortages and needs. So any truck driver entering the industry now will have a career for as far as I can see into the future. One of the major benefits we've seen with autonomy is advancements in safety capabilities and features. I expect that to continue and to see downstream impacts of those technologies. But there are areas where AV makes sense. Now, where that technology is, as I've gone on ride-alongs and participated, it really is impressive to be in a Class 8 vehicle on a freeway that can essentially drive itself. And if any of us have taken an 8 or a 10-hour road trip, there's certain sections of that road trip where it might make a lot of sense. It's hard to really say where mass adoption is. There's still a lot of hurdles that have to be overcome.
I'm also curious, do you envision a future where we have this connected trucking industry interacting with cities on almost an invisible way through data?
I hope that we get there. Once there's autonomous hubs outside of cities, we expect drivers to be doing those intercity loads and capabilities. And if we could provide efficient routes and help them move through cities better, yeah, I think it would be great to see some of that technology move forward.
Before I could let him go, I had to ask Danny one more thing. What's the best advice you have ever received?
So I think two things. One is to embrace change, and two is to challenge the status quo. I think some of the biggest opportunities of any organization is for those employees to say, you know, I don't really understand this. This doesn't quite make sense to me. And then as you go through that process, sometimes it just doesn't make sense and there's a better way and a new opportunity. And sometimes, you know, it's a lack of understanding, but embrace change and challenge the status quo, I think, is what all of us should be doing. And that way we can continue to advance and move forward.
That's a great, great answer. Danny, thank you so much for joining us for The Restless Ones. This has been a real pleasure.
Jonathan, thank you. It's been great to be here. I appreciate the time.
Again, I have to thank Danny and Werner Enterprises for joining the show. My guests frequently surprise and impress me, and Danny was no exception. Learning how technologically advanced the trucking industry actually is and how connectivity enables the automation of tasks that normally would put increased demands on drivers' time and energy really made an impact on me. Knowing that driver safety and satisfaction will have an effect throughout the business, ultimately benefiting not just the drivers, but Werner, Werner's clients, and even end customers is pretty incredible. And again, the foundation for these capabilities is that wireless connectivity. It's the technology that gives businesses the opportunity to do things differently and to explore alternatives and build new solutions. It's what lets engineers move the needle on metrics that might have been static for decades, increasing efficiency, decreasing waste, and giving employees the support they need to do their jobs at the top of their abilities. Plus, it gives Werner's customers insight into their own business, which means over time, we'll see a rising tide lift all boats. Be sure to join us for more episodes of The Restless Ones. We'll be talking with more incredible leaders about their approach to leveraging technology and how this tech creates opportunities even in places we never thought to look before. Until next time, I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is The Restless Ones.